Senator Jesse Argin introduced Senate Bill 1330 Tuesday, citing over 450 documented cases of assaults or threats against utility workers in California since 2024. In Oakland alone, violent incidents against PG&E crews doubled over a five-year period. Argin says that these workers are facing dangers far beyond technical hazards.
There have been examples of agitators brandishing weapons, pointing firearms at a worker's head, incidents of their vehicles being broken into, often while in a vulnerable position, such as being hoisted on a utility pole. This behavior creates a stressful and unsafe and unacceptable work environment that complicates the ability of these essential workers to perform their duties that are critical for the health and safety of our communities. That's why I was proud to introduce Senate Bill 1330.
If passed, the bill would reclassify utility workers as protected public service professionals. This would align their legal status with that of police officers, firefighters, and nurses. The bill would also impose stricter penalties, including up to a year in county jail and fines of up to $2,000 for those who attack utility staff. Critics of the bill include civil rights groups like the ACLU, the California Public Defenders Association, LA Public Defenders, and SF Public Defenders. They say the bill is part of a reactive, tough-on-crime approach that prioritizes punishment over prevention. Governor Jerry Brown vetoed a similar bill in 2018, saying California already has laws on the books to punish assaults. Critics also say longer jail sentences would worsen racial disparities in the justice system without tackling the root cause of the aggression. The root cause, they say, is usually frustration over utility rate hikes or power shutoffs. But public utility agencies are backing the measure. Andrea Abagel, Director of Water at the California Municipal Utilities Association, says that while workers are trained for technical dangers, they're currently unprotected against human aggression.
Many of these workers are out on physical location, working on infrastructure such as repairing or installing pipes, doing pole replacements, vegetation management, testing water quality, the list goes on and on. That means that our members' employees are exposed to work settings that are not simply at the desk in the security of an office. Being out in the field can come with workplace dangers that are accounted for with safety training and proper protective equipment. However, what is not accounted for are the physical and verbal attacks that utility workers may experience in the course of representing their public agency in the field. SB 1330 offers greater protection for our utility workers by criminalizing assault and battery to a higher degree. This measure will ensure that our members have a stronger sense of security while out on the job.
Many of these attacks go unreported, but for those who have survived them, the trauma is long-lasting. Luis Sanchez is a traffic control specialist for San Diego Gas and Electric.
On September 14, 2021, what seemed to be a routine traffic control call for us turned out to be everything but. That night, while performing my job, I was verbally and physically assaulted just for simply trying to keep our crews safe. It was a difficult time at the moment because so many different things go through your mind at the time, and wondering, you know, if it's really worth it to keep going out there when we're constantly being assaulted.
For workers who enter private property to perform inspections, the risk can be even higher. Jill Long, a utility compliance specialist with SMUD, recalled a terrifying encounter where a customer held her captive during a routine job.
In the summer of 2023, I experienced my first situation where I felt truly unsafe. I had a customer keep me trapped in his backyard. Against my will, it was frightening and unacceptable. And even after law enforcement was called, nothing was done. Not only was this completely frustrating, it was a joke to him. Knowing that nothing could be done was upsetting.
While the debate ensues over the crime of utility workers' assaults and appropriate punishment, SB 1330 has successfully passed out of the Senate's Public Safety Committee. The bill goes next to the Senate Appropriations Committee. Senator Arguin and labor advocates are now calling on the full legislature to act on the measure. Reporting for KPFA Radio, I'm Annette Felix.